Because we welcome in our panel to preview the program, and Dean Lester's with us. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, good, thanks, Nats.
Are we heading off to sail today? What are your thoughts on the program?
Oh, well, it's disappointing, to be honest. The fields are small, we've had just such a huge amount of racing in that southeast corridor. I think 12 meetings and a big set of trials in 14 days, and this is the meeting that's really suffered, I think, unfortunately.
Exactly. Warren Huntley is also with us. So, Warren, the small fields are probably going to have to shoot pretty straight today.
I think we will, Nards, and Willie said they might use the inside of the track, but look a bit strange if in a field of four heading to the outside.
It would.
Shouldn't
it
get
would.
Much damage anyway for the next meeting.
Well, exactly. That's a positive. The Tabs, Trent Langscale is with the Trent. So I suppose we're seeing that reflected too in the betting turnover today, the fact that this is quite a light meeting.
We are, Nadia. Good morning to you, and obviously Dean and Warren the same. And yeah, there hasn't been a great deal of interest on this program. So I'll be up front straight away, Nadia. Usually after Dean and Warren, you ask about any sort of real market movers. I probably won't be able to give too much because there hasn't been a great deal of interest, just specking more than anything, but not a huge go for any horse in particular.
Well, let's have a look at race one. We've got five horses doing battle here. Everyone is single figures. This is over 2,200 metres. Take us through the market, Trent.
That's right, and it's a bit of a theme of the day. There are a few races where there are many in single figures, but you've got Solas, who is the $3.10 favourite, has been as much as $3.20 this morning. The Ultimatum, solid at $3.50. Barrichino, similar at $4. Fire Free at $5.50. And Kormani, the outsider of the five, at $7.50. But I might say this a few times, Nadia, not much happening in the first here at Sale.
All right, let's talk a bit about the map, Dean. Smallish type of fields. Who do you think could lead?
Oh, maybe Kilmaine, Nadia, or Solas, the Ultimatum sitting third. I think Fire Free and Barrichino are the two probably that wouldn't lead, but as we know in small fields, it's very much a tactical battle, and I can't see it being run very fast, and be interesting if someone tries to make an early move.
Well, it's anybody's race by the looks of that market, and as you said, there are a few that can settle handy and be forward in the run. How have you ranked them?
Look, I'm tipping the Ultimatum number one. I just think that he's been going okay in 64 grades, had the little freshen up since running on Cranbourne Cup Day and less than five lengths beyond Highgate Hill. That's a reasonable form reference. Barrichino was pretty good. He was big odds when he won at Mornington, and he was on a three-day backup there, but ridden back and came with a run. He's still very raw, still does a lot wrong, but at least showed a bit of staying talent. Solas, he's an old-timer. He hasn't been far away in recent runs, and I've put Fire Free in, who came through the maiden at Mornington with Barrichino as next best. But a watch and learn race. Now it's 1, 3, 2, 5.
So 1, 3, 2, and 5 there from Dean. How do you see it, Warren?
I'm going with Solas, Nards, without a lot of confidence, but both Solas and the Ultimatum come through that run behind Highgate Hill on Cranbourne Cup Day. Solas is certainly hard and fit. He's had a couple of runs since then, and he was back in distance last start. I'm going to go with him. Head of Barrichino, he was a bit wayward, but he showed a bit of a turn of foot to be able to break the maiden last start. 5, 5, 3 comes through a race that ties in the form behind Barrichino and was closing on solidly there. And I put the Ultimatum in as next best. So he's had that little gap between the run at Cranbourne Cup Day and might have some spring back in his step. 2, 3, 5, 1.
So we go 2 from 3, 5, 1 from Warren, and Dean goes 1 from 3, 2, 5. That's a look at the first as we're over to race two. Clear a scratching, Trent.
For the second here, Nadia, Poets Corner has been a little bit easy this morning from $2 to $2.20. The biggest tightener has been Book Build, as much as $3.90 into $3.20. Columbia on the drift from $4 to $4.60. Snowsbro, a little bit of specking, $10 into $8, and Procedural at $13. But of the races, Nadia, this is at least one where there has been at least a decent firm for a horse, but Poets Corner, the $2.20 favourite, but Book Build has been as much as $3.90 into $3.20.
Okay, so that's a look at the markets. How do you see this being run, Dean?
Yeah, I think that Procedural and maybe Book Build at 1,400 metres might lead Columbia, but those three, I think they'll probably head the two maidenmen, Poets Corner and Snowsbro from the inside two gates. I'm expecting the other three from out wider to just come across from the to lead those inside two.
Okay, let's talk about the way we rank these horses. Warren, who have you got on top?
Well, I'm with the favourite, Nard, Poets Corner. I think he'll probably need all of the 1,400. The small field will probably help him, but he was under pressure a little way from home last up, but he stuck to his task well at Bendigo. That was behind Tomasa, well documented. He was terribly unlucky in the last race at Flemington on Saturday. So that form's good, and he shouldn't get too far away in a relatively small field. Columbia's been going okay and been tested out to 1,400 metres recently. Senior Rider taking over today, I think, is a positive. I'm not too sure how Bookbuild's going, but the fact that the Freedman Stable are happy to get him out to 1,400 metres, he's certainly shown talent in his runs to date. And Four Snowsbro was strong through the line, winning out, getting the maiden out of the way last start. 2, 1, 3, and 4.
So we go 2 from 1, 3, 4 there from Warren. What about you, Dave?
Much more interesting race, Nards, even that same size field. I'm going with Poets Corner also. That was a high-pressure race. I don't expect this to be in that sort of pressure. So I think he can hit the line here and probably win. I think Columbia's the danger. The young apprentice didn't do much wrong there. Just a stronger rider on, I think, might be the key here. He's the danger. Bookbill just found trouble last start. Don't know how well was going at the time, but looks next best. And Snowsbro off the two that have won maidens recently. But, yeah, I thought this was quite an interesting race, mainly around numbers 2 and 1. 2, 1, 3, 4.
So 2, 1, 3 and 4 in race number 2 from Dean. And Warren goes 2 from 1, 3, 4 as well. In the second, we go to the third. This is a maiden plate, 1,400 metres the journey, and the scratching is number 10.
Another race here, Nadia, where there hasn't been a great degree of movement in the market, just an ease for a couple, maybe just getting the percentage down. Ripplebrook this morning's been 220 to 240. Similar for Whistler Bowl, who's been 270 to 290. There's been a little bit of specking for El Chirillo, who's been as much as 850 into $7, but emphasised specking, not a huge push there. Mojo's at 750, and then at $10 or better the rest, headed by Smoking Bullet. So Ripplebrook, the $2.40 favourite, at least there's been a little bit of a nibble for El Chirillo.
Okay, let's get an idea on how this is going to be run, Dean. Who do you think can take up the running?
Yeah, not clear cut because of a few of these early doors, Nards, but I would expect a horse like Whistler Bowl won't be that far away. Perhaps Booze Free, Mojo's, Ripplebrook will be quite handy as well. So the horses well in the betting are going to be very prominent in the run, I'd imagine.
Okay, so that's a look at the map. What about the tips? Which way or angle are you taking here? Because we've got sort of a one that's raced and one that is stepping out for its first start.
Yeah, it's had plenty of trials, Whistler Bowl, so we know it off the trials. Ripplebrook's a really nice horse. Went a bit keenly on debut, and then I thought ran very well here last start, ridden a bit quieter. Up to 1,400 off the 1,100 metre tempo is my only slight concern, but I'm going to go with Ripplebrook to beat Whistler Bowl. I think one of the two will probably win the race. Mojo's hasn't been beaten far of late and at least has had the run at 1,400 metres, and El Chirillo did enough first up from barrier one, gets the cheap run. But again, narrowing down to two, I think 7 and 5 are the main chances. 7, 5, 6, 2.
7, 5, 6 and 2 from Warren. What's your take on this, Dean?
No surprise.
Warren, sorry?
Yeah, I knew who you meant, man.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
No surprise with the small fields and not a lot of depth. I see the race very similarly. I think Ripplebrook, the query is jumping to the 1,400 metres, but I thought last start settled well and worked home really nicely through the line when finally got clear. So I'm going to go with him. Ahead of Whistler Bowl, who was strong riding the speed in the most recent trial and looks to be a suitable kickoff point at the 1,400 metres. 6 Mojo's might have been in slightly restricted room last start, but ran well, and the previous start at Mornington was a solid performance also. And El Chirillo did enough first up. He trialled quite well going into this prep, and I thought he stuck to his task quite well first up. Getting up in distance probably suits from an inside draw with Callow. 7, 5, 6 and 2.
7, 5, 6 and 2 by Dean and Warren going the same way in race number 3. We go to the fourth. In this event, you can take out runners 1 and 2, Trent.
Nadia, we have an odds-on favourite here in Persian Empire. As much as $2 this morning, now $1.95. I'll make note, yesterday the market was really impacted by the scratching of River Reward. So since that point, Persian Empire has been a pretty solid favourite now at the $1.95. You've got Brando, who's been just a slight ease from 370 to 390. Stately Boy, solid at $7. The other galloper in single figures is Miss Conspiracy at $8, and then it's $15 or better the rest. So Persian Empire, one of the shortest price favourites at sale this afternoon, currently just in the red at $1.95.
Okay, so $1.95 for Persian Empire. How does the map look, Dean?
It's Persian Empire is going to use the gate, I'd imagine. The groundsman from Barrier 1 might use his gate as well. And maybe a horse like Stasio, who's been showing a bit more tactical speed, has blinkers on, might be forward as well. So probably an even speed, but the inside draws will certainly be used there, I think.
Okay, Warren, are you with the favourite?
I am, Nards. We'll get a handle on the form through. Poets Corner goes around earlier in the day, and I thought in a race that was just probably no real excuse if Storm Harbour had the lovely camp behind them and ran too quickly late last start at Seymour. But to me, looks like getting up in distance will probably suit for Persian Empire, and from an inside draw is going to get there and might even get control of the race. So I don't know if I want to back Persian Empire at that price, but I think he'd be very hard to beat. Savabeel should be suited after this trip. Four Stately Boy comes back slightly in distance, but he'll be strong late. He should be hard and fit now. I thought Brando was doing enough back inside first up and suited getting up to this trip second up. And 11 Miss Conspiracy was doing a little bit of ducking and weaving, but was okay last start also, and the trip should suit. 10, 4, 8, 11.
So 10, 4, 8 and 11 from Warren. Are you also with the popular elect here, Dan?
No, I'm going to go with Brando here, Nards. I thought, as Warren mentioned, did more than enough first up. I thought very limited room, hit the line adequately considering the lack of galloping room. And I just think out to the longer trip, I don't think there should be that much between them at the prices. So I think he at the $3.90 or so is a bit of value. Certainly Persian Empire is the danger and can win the race. It was a good closing effort last start. And again, it's a race I'm sort of thinking one of the two wins, 8 from 10. Then 4 Stately Boy, who's racing consistently, and 11 Miss Conspiracy. He'll certainly be suited by the extra distance. 8, 10, 4, 11.
So we go 8, 10, 4 and 11 there from Dean. And Warren goes 10 from 4, 8 and 11. That takes us halfway through the program with our preview of sale today. This is Winners on RSN 927. It's 28 to 11. Oh yes, welcome back to Winners as we are previewing today's meeting at sale on our panel with Dean Lester, Warren Huntley and the Tabs at Trent Langscale. As we have a look at race number 5 now, which is the opening leg of the Quaddy. In Trent, we don't have any scratchings and a field of 6.
We don't have any scratchings, Nadia, which is unlike the last couple of legs of the Quaddy, but Venner has been the biggest firmer of this morning from $3 into $2.30. So as a result, Rosebery Street, $2.70 out to $3.10. Carousel, $4.80 out to $5. Fierce Commander's drifted from 6 to 7. Dry Biscuit's been $7.50 out to 9. And then Gordle Canal is the $51 outsider. So Venner, a firming favourite for the fifth, the first leg of the Quaddy, from $3 into $2.30.
And probably from gate one, Dean, the favourite's going to be quite prominent in the run.
Yeah, I would think so, Nards. Certainly step up in distance. Him, Carousel, Rosebery Street, the three main sort of hopes, and they're probably going to be the three most prominent in the run as well.
Which way are you going?
I'm with the favourite, Venner. I thought ran well first up at a track and distance that probably didn't suit. I think he's a Saturday City horse in the making, so if he's going to do that, he should get through this grade pretty quickly. He's a winner at sale, and I think he'll win here. To beat 4 Rosebery Street, who's consistent, just hasn't won for a little while. 5 Carousel was a good brave run last start on the home track here, and maybe Dry Biscuit next best, who's been in the money 8 of 10 at sale, including 3 wins, might be next best. 2, 4, 5 and 3.
So 2, 4, 5, 3 from Dean. What about you, Warren?
Yeah, he certainly did enough first up, Nards, and I thought sort of found a little bit of trouble at a crucial stage when he was starting to build momentum around that track at 1200 metres at Mornington. Fitter up in distance are all positives for number 2, Venner, and the form through his first preparation just kept stacking up really well. So he looks a smart horse in the making, and it's a great race for him. Rosebery Street's consistent. She won't be too far away from him in the run. I just thought he might be a little bit stronger late. 5, Carousel, went forward and rode the speed last start, and has a good record here at the home track. And I put 1, Fierce Command, in next best, who covered a bit of ground last start. 2, 4, 5, 1.
So 2, 4, 5, 1 from Warren, and Dean goes 2 from 4, 5 and 3. We look at race number 6, and this event is over the 17-17 for fillies and mares. We've got the 6 runners here, Trent.
We do, Nadia, and there's not much happening here. We've got Stormy Shore, who is the $3.80 tab fixed odds favourite. Tranquil Miss at 4. Dancing Hair, 4.20. Catalyst Fire, at least there's been some firm there, 6 into 5. Elegantly Wasted, also 5, and Fair and Equitable, a $7.50 outsider. But there's not much to report here in race 6.
How does the map look, Dean?
I think I would think Elegantly Wasted with the lightweight would use that and probably lead the likes of Fair and Equitable and Catalyst Fire. I think they're probably the three most likely to go forward. They've drawn 1, 2 and 3, but I'd expect Elegantly Wasted to be using the lightweight here.
Okay. Look, it's another race where every horse is single figures. How have you gone separating them, Warren?
I thought at around about the $4, that was value about Tranquil Miss Nards. 2 runs back early this preparation were terrific. She's on the back up from the country championships race at Oaks Day, which was run at a really solid tempo early. I thought she stuck to her task really well, and certainly this is an easier assignment, and back to track that she knows well. I'm going to go with three, Tranquil Miss. Head of Five, Dancing Hare, who's had that little bit of a gap between runs, but a solid jump out of Balnarring to stay up to the mark subsequently. Four, Catalyst Fire, doesn't have a dynamic turn of foot, but as Dean said, probably gets into a spot somewhere near the speed here and seems to tough the races out quite well. And the Bruntons just have such a good handle on the races to target over here, stepping up just that slightly in trip from the last running Tassie should suit. And six, Allant League Wasted, might get control of the race with a lightweight and prove hard to run down. 3, 5, 4, 6.
3, 5, 4, 6 from Warren. What about you, Dave?
Yeah, Nards, I'll be conceding here and taking the field in the quaddie. It's a tricky little race. I'm going to go with Tranquil Miss also. I was giving her a good chance on Oaks Day, and I thought she ran well enough back to her home track, and I think she'll race well. Stormy Shore's back in at probably minimum distance for her, but she'll be strong late, and she's going probably as well as she can this preparation. Dancing Hare, it's a very suitable race. I think she gets a really good run. And Catalyst Fire, as Warren mentioned, the Bruntons bring the horses at the right time for the right races, and this is certainly a suitable race, but nothing would surprise here, Nards. 3, 2, 5, and 4.
So 3, 2, 5, and 4 from Dean, and Warren goes 3, 5, 4, 6 in race 6. Seventh event, well, this is the race that's really been knocked around with scratchings. We're only left with the four horses for the fillies and mares over 1,100. Runners 1, 5, 6 and 7 all come out, and we've got a short price favourite in this event, Trent.
We do, Nadia, and you touched on those scratchings. There were a couple of yesterday afternoon, and then Scapare and Smugger Satisfaction came out this morning, so just operating off basically brand new prices. And Club Tropicana was as short as $1.45 this morning, still well in the red at $1.55, just some market adjustment there instead of any sort of support for any other runner, because you've got Red Bell 420, Lady Louise 550, and Bella Missile is the $10 outsider. But a clear cut favourite in this field of four, Club Tropicana, $1.55.
Okay, so $1.55 the favourite. Look, it's probably a tricky race to talk about a speed map here, Dean, but any rough idea how they're likely to settle down, because they can somewhat race out of their pattern if they do go slow?
Well, you're right there, Nards. I mean, where I have Club Tropicana and Bella Missile on an unusual grid would be third line. So, but they're the two that are probably quicker than Red Bell and Lady Louise. So a horse that usually settles just off box seat like Club Tropicana or Bella Missile could well be the leaders here.
Okay, well, look, we with the favourite?
Well, we are, but gee, I would like to in a field of 12 and you know, rolling along, but she'll probably win. Small fields, funny things do happen, but I think her first up run was terrific, and she was my best bet of the day when it was a fuller field and she was about $2.20, but we'll give the $1.55 a pass. I think Red Bell was okay winning the maiden. Lady Louise showed ability last time in, and Bella Missile to make up the four on her home track. 3, 2, 4, and 8.
So 3, 2, 4, 8 from Dean. How have you ranked these four, Warren?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to take that price, Nards. Maybe trying to take a skinny quaddy and trying to get better than the $1.55 out of it, but there's not going to be a lot of value in the other races either. But first up run was terrific, and I'd like her more just camp behind the speed and exposed late, but she might just have the ability to be good, too good for them. 3, Club Tropicana. I thought Red Bell was solid enough getting back up near the inside and getting the maiden out of the way. Miller the Missile hasn't got out of maiden grade, but has run well since. 4, Lady Louise was good early last prep. The debut run and the second run were both plenty of merit in them, and Bella Missile next best. 3, 2, 4, 8.
So 3, 2, 4, 8, both Dean and Warren going the same way in the small field in race 7. And then we go to the last, where you can take out runners 1, 2, and also 6, Trent.
Another affair, Nadia, which was impacted by scratchings this morning of Pure Addiction, of Baumgartner and Ann Sinner. So with the market, it has been a bit of to-ing and fro-ing. Gortane Gal has tightened as the favourite from as much as $3.40 into $2.90. From Paris with Love, as much as $3.80 into $3.40. Tell the Truth got into as short as $3.50, has got out to $3.80. Roost Boy, another one that's been a little bit easy, $3.50 to $4. And Warrigal Mac is the $26 outsider. So at least with four of the five, they're almost within a dollar of each other. But Gortane Gal is a tightening favourite at $2.90.
Okay, well, how does the map look here, Dean?
Nads, I'm thinking Gortane Gal and Warrigal Mac are the outside two in the field draw in the field of five. They might cross from Paris with Love and Ruth's Boy, and I'd expect Tell the Truth to settle last of the five.
Okay. Warren, what do we come home with here in the last?
Well, the fact there's only five runners, Nads, I'm just hoping they go solid enough in front, at least at an even tempo, and Tell the Truth within striking range, because I think he's a smart horse. I know he's better known at distances shorter than 12 or longer than 1,200 metres, but his form and some of his runs last preparation were terrific. I loved a recent jump out at Sandown. He took a while to muster speed, but then he came through and he was really strong through the line. Okay time for the morning. He had Heavenly Descent, a well-performed galloper from the Mick Price stable, just a little bit behind him. And see, I think he can get over the top of them in the last four. Tell the truth, 5 Gortengels going well. Doesn't win out of turn, but there's no knock in any of her recent runs. Hard and fit, no improvement in her. 3 Roos Boy on a quick backup from Cranbourne Friday night. Ran 7 from Paris with Love Next Best. Keen on 4 ahead of 5, 3 and 7.
4, 5, 3, 7 from Warren. How do you see this, Dave?
Yeah, I like Tell the Truth also, Nards. He's trialled up well. I think there's 2 scenarios here. If they just go too slow, he'll be right on their backs. And I still think he's got the best turn of foot. And if they go hard, he'll be too strong. So I'm pretty keen on him to win the last. From Paris with Love has had the 2 runs back, should be ready now. Gautang Gal's having a really good campaign, being in the top 2 at its last 4 outings. And Next Best, Ruth's Boy, who's progressing nicely. But I'm a bit of a fan of Tell the Truth. I think he might be too good for these. 4, 7, 5 and 3.
4, 7, 5, 3 from Dean. And Warren goes 4 from 5, 3 and 7. Okay, Dean Best, probably hard to find a roughie today, but we'll say it for the sake of the exercise. Quaddy in play of the day.
Change the word to value, Nards. Okay, we'll go with we'll make Venner the best, race 5, number 2. I thought that in a race of 2 chances, Brando was the over the odds value, race 4, number 8. The Quaddy, first leg, 2, 4, 5. Second leg, as I said, the field, so 6 runners. Third leg, 3 only. And the last leg, 4, 5, 7. And the play of the day, as you said, we're going to have to shoot pretty straight. So I'm going to take a parlay 3 and 4, just the 3 and 4 combinations. Race 4, number 8, Brando for the win. Race 5, number 2, Winner for the win. Race 7, number 3, Club Tropicana. And race 8, number 4, Tell the Truth.
Sounds great. Good on you, Dean. Good luck today.
Beauty. Thanks, Nats.
That's Dean Lester and his assessment of the meeting at Sale. How do you see it, Warren?
I'm going to make him the best in the last. Nards, race 8, number 4, Tell the Truth. And at least on a day of skinny prices, he's at a backable price. Value is a questionable word, but I thought race 6, number 3, Tranquil Miss, was over the odds. So she's my value selection. For the Quaddy, race 2, first leg, 2, 4 and 5. Second leg, 3, 4, 5 and 6. Third leg, 3 only. And home with numbers 3, 4, 5 and 7.